this to a different kura that our whānau have been associated with when there are leftovers and there are whānau in the community that could benefit from that kai. It just makes sense, doesn't it, to have them take that kai home rather than biffing it in the bin. How's the Ministry's directive on leftover lunches affected your students and whānau in practical terms, Pat?
They haven't. We continue to send home, it's not huge numbers, it might be 10 meals a day, you know what I mean? 10 to 15, but we continue to do it and we will continue to do it. There's no act, there's nothing in the act, there's nothing in regulation that says they have that authority to say not to do it. I mean, you talked about it being common sense. Unfortunately, that's not one of the bases that ministry and government, this particular government, make their decisions. Common sense doesn't come into it. It's what a minister clicking his fingers or that decides. Nothing to do with common sense. We could find lots of examples of things that aren't common sense.
Of course we can. When you think about the school communities, Tai Tukurau-wide, do you think they'll be taking a similar stance here? I mean, our generation are the throwaway generation, but older people wasted nothing. And surely there's a lesson in that for our tamariki today as well, Pat.
Of course there is. Look, it's all these people are making out that New Zealand's in a strange thing because kids are getting given school lunches and how terrible it is and all this. Just about every Western country in the world does it and have been doing it for 50, 60, 100 years. And yet, somewhere along on here, we're trying to get it on the cheap. And, we're trying to treat our kids as cheap commodities and do it as cheap as possible. It doesn't make sense.
What's the kai like? Last time we reported, remember, it went from $8 worth of food, which sometimes got you some sushi and some, pretty nice lunches. And now at $3, it's been described as stodge. There have been issues, obviously. Are the kids, are your tauira still enjoying access to it, and are the parents of these tauira also appreciative?
Well, we don't partake of the system that Seymour set up. We get, I have people employed at school that provide school lunches. They make them every day. I've got two or three or four parents that get paid to do it, and we take the money we're given and we provide the lunches. So we're still getting really nice lunches, but we're having to subsidise it. We're having to cut out that, for instance, we can't afford to do morning teas and things that the kids used to always get in the bee, but we're subsidising it out of our ops grant and things like that. So our lunches are good, but you can't make it on $3. We're getting $4 something because of the hangovers, because we're paying the staff and our wages, but you can't do it on that price. And this is where it's so sad. I mean, Seymour and them, I bet they don't pay for a $4 lunch when they go to Bellamy's.
You'd be lucky to get anything. I think maybe a bit of toast at best. Hey, you've got a beautiful manu. You've got a beautiful manu in the background of your kōrero this morning.
It is. I've got a whole heap of them in around our house. It's beautiful, right in Whangarei City. And they're in the trees around my house and hear them every morning. It's great.
It is. It's very beautiful. Thanks, thanks, Pat. Listen, just to wrap us up, please, your response to the government's proposal to prosecute parents. I know that there aren't big numbers, but nevertheless, we're trying to get our kids to go to school, not to prosecute parents who, for many different and sometimes quite complex reasons, can't seem to get their tamariki to school. You've had your own initiatives that the school has advanced, and no doubt that's also playing out in other kura. What are you making of the pomp and bluster that we're seeing because somebody is being charged for their children's absence? That seems to be making some political mileage out of what is in fact a sad situation. But how prevalent is this, and do you think we're barking up the wrong tree?
Well, it's like in education, like with people, nothing's as simple as it seems. And I think there's possibly a place for the odd, I use the word the odd, prosecution, but that has to be done fairly carefully, and I hope it's never done. But it's like smoking mirrors. They talk about the kids that are not in school. There's between 11 and 20,000 kids homeschooled in New Zealand. And if you've been reading the news, you'll see that that guy that kidnapped his kids was home given permission by the ministry to homeschool. If they fill in the form that says what they will do, no one checks on those kids. Eero used to have to go and check on them. No one checks on these kids that the homeschooling is happening. So it's become legalised truancy, in my view. Not for every kid. There's some damn good homeschoolers, don't get me wrongly. But it's now being used more and more as an excuse of, if we go homeschooling, we don't have to send them to school, therefore we're not legal. Is it another thing that's just not correct? Prosecute some parents because they haven't got the ability or the knowledge to actually say, well, here's a way we can get around it. And let those with the nounce, which tend to be, I'm guessing, those with a bit more brain, and not brains, a bit more money and things like that, to homeschool. They can't have it both ways. When you've got nearly 20,000 kids being homeschooled with no one checking that they even got a program, there's something wrong. They don't even ring a school and ask us, what do you think of the parents? Do you think they'll be able to homeschool? They used to do that. It's just automatically done now.
Yeah. It could be a disadvantage. I'm curious as to whether many of those homeschooling whānau are Māori, who, in fact, don't rate our public education system, and I believe they could do a better job themselves. Do you have any idea whether they're Māori families or predominantly not?
Predominantly, it's, what I'm hearing is it's predominantly not. Look, I'm not rubbishing homeschooling, don't get me wrong. There are some parents that are doing a damn superb job there, and fine, and there are reasons for it. But there are others that no one is checking that the kids are even getting homeschool once the ministry signs it off, yet they're prosecuting other parents for actually doing the same thing, but they haven't got a bit of paper.
It's an interesting kaupapa, one which we will follow on through. Any other issues that you want to table for our listeners while we've got the chance this morning?
Yeah, the Education Review Office has changed their thing on schools, and is now going to be basically red dots and red dots and red dots saying whether you're doing the job or not. Sounds simplistic, sounds good, except it's actually very, very hard to compare a school, for instance, where you have a lot of socioeconomic needs, to say a school in Rimuera. Yet this is what this is supposed to do. They come around, they say, we understand that you're doing a damn good job, but you've got groups of children that are behind, therefore you get a red mark. But if you're in Rimuera or somewhere like that, where you don't have those sort of problems, well, KPI, great, we're a great school. I find it quite wrong, because some of the teaching that has to go on in schools that have lots of kids' needs are probably superior, but not what they want. You take, for instance, my school, I have children who have just started attending who are 7, 8, 9, who have never been in a school before, and yet they're supposed to be up to speed. They can say they understand all they want to, but they still go back, tick the boxes, they feed it into AI, so it's all the same around the country, and then they put it out. I've actually produced a report that principals can actually report on the reviewers, which talks about whether they have cultural competency, whether they have experience in running the schools of our size, whether they understand about kids' learning. So Eero is going to be a huge impact on schools. It's following the model that was in England, which saw massive numbers of principals basically leaving the profession. It saw a huge increase in suicides amongst principals. You've only got to do some research on it, and you'll see all of that's happening. And this current government has grabbed it lock, stock and barrel.
Well, I'm pleased that you have challenged that, that those who are doing the reviews are competent to do so. You know, our kids deserve our very best at education. You've done yours across nearly 4 or 5 decades, mate. And so it is right. Well, we've both been at it for a while, Pat Newman. Good to catch up with you again, Chief, and all the best to you and your whānau, and, of course, the Tauira that you treasure. Ngā mihi, te rangatira. Thanks, Pat.
Ngā mihi.
Thank you.